The following podcast is for mature audiences only, so hey, look, if you're under 18, just turn it off, okay?
Do you know the secrets of making friends? They are so simple and easy. That looks easy enough, and Joey is going to try it out.
Really, we can actually just start this any way we want, because I'm...
It's like, what up, dude?
Yeah, exactly. Because
informal, not like the, hello, everybody.
Right,
like
exactly. Well, that's not our bit. That's not our thing. That's Jenga's bit. Jenga's not here right now.
Exactly. We can do it differently.
She couldn't make it, so here
okay,
we are.
Here we go.
We've started. We actually
did
start.
Oh, we start.
We did actually start.
I thought you were going to push the button.
I did push the button.
So
the button
what's up,
pushed.
Surprise, surprise.
This is actually a good way to start because we're going to talk about etiquette.
We are very true. We are Jenga-less.
No Jenga.
No Jenga.
So that,
Jenga,
that just leaves me, Freckles, and you.
Captain Jack.
And no guest Jenga.
No guest. A lady friend of mine was going to maybe stop by, but she's got caught up in some paperwork.
Ah, crap.
So she might come midway through.
Right.
And who knows?
Okay.
But... So you had a little trip, didn't you?
I did. I just got back from Burning Man.
Yeah.
And Jenga's back from Burning Man as well.
Slightly jealous, and I see things about everybody all dirty and stinky, and then like,
oh. Oh, dude, yeah, you would not have wanted to be anywhere near me on Monday. Yeah, it was pretty horrifying. It was pretty horrifying. I mean, and that's with the occasional, because, you know, it's tough to bathe in the desert in a wind in a dust storm,
with no water source.
Oh, we had water. We had plenty of water.
You had to bring it in, didn't you?
Water, vinegar, all that stuff. Clean ourselves right up.
My God, I don't know if I could do that.
It was pretty awesome, though. I mean, because you're getting back to it. You're like, you know,
it's
down and dirty. There's so much shit to just do and see and participate in and
did
consume
did,
and.
Did you and Jenga go through your box of condoms?
I don't actually have an official count from Jenga. I over-prepared.
As you should.
As I should.
Yes.
But not by much.
Heaven forbid you under-prepare and not get an opportunity to take advantage of.
Yes. So, you know. Yeah, I kind of like to actually have Jenga on the show when we talk about our burns so that we can we can, you know, compare notes.
Yeah,
and
really just,
you know, any burn you can do, I can do better kind of situation, I think, really.
Do I even show up for that one?
No.
I never even been there.
You got to be there. You got to be there because you got to have you.
I'll be the moderator. Is what's
you
gonna
would
happen.
Be the eyes in for our audience. You see, you're the way into our little picture
I'll
show.
I'll be the final judgment who had the better time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think, I mean.
Because you guys went separately.
We pretty much did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Separate parts of the
separate parts of the playa. Separate parts.
Did your paths ever cross?
We did, yes. Mm-hmm. I did drop off the car to her so that she could have transport while on the playa.
Well, excellent. Well,
which was cool. And then we met up a couple times to hang out, and we went to the temple together one night, and that was very cool.
Well, enough of that, so we'll save it for Jenga.
Yes, perfect.
And we miss you. So what do you got on your phone there? You were looking up something.
I have an article from MadeMan.com.
Made Man?
Yes, and it's timely. It's very timely. It was released in October of 2010, so that's good. So it's a little bit of an introduction.
It's sort of time. It's still 5 years old, but
well, you know, it's about etiquette. So maybe timeless.
Swinger etiquette.
Yeah, swinger etiquette. Visiting another club specifically. And
clubs,
since,
not house parties, but clubs.
Yeah, clubs, and you probably could do some of this stuff house party wise. Mm-hmm. The first rule is always be friendly and courteous.
Well, that's a no-brainer. You should do that regardless, wherever
right?
you go.
Exactly.
Club, house party, work.
Yeah.
Don't be an ass.
Yeah. Be good. Behave. That's be awesome. Very much like the burner advice from last week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just be awesome. Just be yourself, but be awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
And
I
maybe
agree.
Have beer.
Okay. First comment, kind of dumb.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Carry on.
Let's see. Keep the innuendos and sex talk to a minimum.
Oh, that's just wrong.
That does kind of. That does kind of rub me the wrong way a little bit. I mean, that's. See.
I find the people who don't dive into the sex talk, or the jokes, or
so when you say
sex talk, fun.
Yeah.
You keep it light.
Yeah.
And fun.
Right.
When I go to a club. Generally speaking, it works out for you.
Yeah,
that's how you kind of get the ball rolling. That's how you kind of get the thought of, okay, hey, you know what? We're at a swingers club. Oh yeah, right. We're not just here to talk.
We're actually here to do.
We're here
things.
To do some naughty stuff if we want to.
Yeah,
and if they want to, and it kind of gets the ball rolling. I think.
Yeah, it says to save the sex talk for a group or circle of friends who welcome that type of conversation. So,
I have to say, everybody.
Great, but if you're at a new place, how are you gonna know? I mean, you gotta wait.
Yeah.
Is there a requisite amount of time that you must wait? I've been here. Look, guys, I've been here six times, and what I am about to say may be taken poorly by one or many of you, but really, I just gotta lay this down because this is who I am, and then you're changing who you are. Because now you're the fucking jokester. Now you're the fucking, you know. You don't want that.
How...
You got to be honest from the get go. If you're the guy who's out there making double and triple entendres about threesomes and moresomes, then boom, that's who you should be, right?
That's exactly who you should be. And I don't see how you could be successful going to a club and looking to swing with another couple. Mm-hmm. Say you're a couple going to swing with another couple without. Joking around with sex, talking about sex, joking or not, anything.
Yeah.
How do you break that ice without the sex talk? So you have a perfectly vanilla conversation with another couple, and then at some point you're like, okay, would you like to go in the back? That's just you need an intermediate conversation, maybe it is about
your portfolio. You just have to sit down and say, look, I am diversified across a spectrum of things, and now that we're all here, we've obviously taken our time, which is our most valuable.
Too professional.
No. I was working on something.
I thought I had it going.
But then she timed out, and that was it.
I did have somebody give me their card this last week.
It's
a swinger card, which is really cool, actually.
Yes.
A little half-size
Jenga and I had swinger cards for a while when we were first getting involved.
Had their Facebook and mm-hmm. email on there to get a hold of them outside of the meet and greet that we were at this last.
Oh, right on. Did you get a hold of them?
We've talked to them, yeah. We're busy week this week, so hey, that was just last week. So.
Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that'll work out. She, the girl I've been kind of seeing lately. I know.
Captain Jack.
We'll get into that. That's a big old story, but
okay.
She was saying the guy kind of reminds me of her ex. So, that might not pan out too well.
Well,
so attractive because she was attracted to her ex, but
right,
too many similarities.
Yeah,
kind of the kibosh and the fun time.
Ew, that's not good. I mean,
we'll see.
I know.
That might come around.
This is how you get back at him by finding a guy who looks just like him, fucking the shit out of him.
Well, I don't know if there's anything to get back at or what. I don't know the whole story there, so
right, okay.
I don't want to assume.
Well, we don't want to make any assumptions.
No, okay. Next comment.
Mm. Of course, now my phone is locked. Let's see. Oh, that's that's useful. Be sure to dress appropriately.
Well, yeah. That
yeah.
makes sense, too.
Yeah. But how do you find out what's appropriate?
Well, usually on weekends, clubs will have theme nights.
True.
Now, not everybody dresses to the theme, but if you don't dress to the theme, at least dress up a little bit.
Yeah.
Not like...
Put on pants.
Later on in the evening after I play, I usually put on my after sex shorts, which are actually similar to these ones I'm wearing right now. They're more kind of a workout shorts.
Yeah.
Just loose.
Yeah.
Kind of PJ pant-like.
Gotcha.
Because... That's just
you.
By then, everybody's clothes are pretty much half off anyway. So, you know. But when you get to the club, be presentable.
Certainly,
wear pants.
You know, bejeweled,
nice shirt,
bedazzled pants.
Don't wear your jeans that are all grease stained from working on the car.
True. You know?
Or your curry stained anthrax shirt.
You know. Well, yeah. But if that's you, I mean, if that's your
thing. If that's, sure, you just... Probably not going to get a whole lot of attention, but
you might. You know, you might because you're the only guy with a curry stain.
You know, and there might be somebody out there that's into that
t-shirt. Yeah.
Generally speaking, though,
ooh, he's such a bad boy.
Yeah,
he's got curry stains on his shirt. He doesn't even care. He doesn't even care. Look at him. Ooh, he flipped his hair.
I'll sometimes usually when I ride if I go to the club and I'm on my motorcycle. This last summer, I did that a lot.
Ah, yeah.
Because midnight and the ride home, like on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful ride through Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a 30-mile trip for me.
Yeah.
And on the warm summer nights, short sleeves, after a good night at the club, it was mm-hmm. just relaxing, driving through, seeing all the lights in the city, and it's a great evening, great end to the evening of a lot of fun.
Nice.
But I will wear, when I get there, I'll keep it on, I'll wear my motorcycle club vest.
Oh.
It's a part of a motorcycle club, a lifestyle-friendly motorcycle club.
Sure.
That's
okay.
Yes, it's, in fact, I did it so much that people were like, why don't you wear something else? Well, anytime I ride a motorcycle, I keep the vest on, and it's nice. It's a nice vest. It's black.
Yeah.
It looks good. I usually get asked about my Harley, but
yeah,
it's a good opener for people.
That's cool.
Icebreaker.
It's a way in.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
But it's nice. It's not like all banged up and looking pretty rough.
Right.
But okay, next question. Next comment.
All right, respect the other members.
Yeah.
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 That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that works. Again, that's just a good general life rule.
This list has not impressed me so far.
I didn't do a lot of vetting. I didn't do a lot of vetting.
Yeah, that's no-brainer. Yeah. Next.
Play it safe. Wrap play that rascal. Safe.
Okay, in regards to condom use. Oh, yeah,
yep.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unless, go to a swingers club, but don't actually engage in any behavior that might put you at any risk at all. Because, you know, yeah.
If, no. Unless wrap you're it up. With your significant other.
Right, exactly.
That's, you know, wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever.
Yep.
Which, after a while, you expected you guys aren't using protection, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody brand new at the club? Yeah. Wrap it.
Yes, definitely.
All clubs usually endorse that.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. And varying levels of wrapping it. There's
but.
Some couples who, but is a good tip. Time to wrap it.
But.
I'm sorry.
In the butts. Good time to wrap yeah, it.
Perfect time.
Yes. Pro tip. Most clubs. They're condoms they keep there on the little tables in the playrooms.
Yeah.
And they're readily available. They never run out.
Yes.
They're typically not that good.
They are the 10 cents per 1,000
they are
variety, yes, for the most part.
A very crappy quality.
Yes.
Bring your own. Speaking of, you know, not needing all your condoms,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I bring a 12-pack to
nice.
The club.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Pretty standard. Every
ambition.
Time I go.
Ambition.
Yeah. Well, hey, I got through 7 of them in one night.
Nice.
I think I lost one, though.
Oh, well. Yeah.
But still, and that way, if, you know, your buddy, if you have a partner mm-hmm. and you find some people that want to swing with you a better time, hey, use these instead. They're a lot better than the crappy ones over there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So plus, everybody has a
plus,
better time.
Plus, it allows you to do things like control, like if you bring coconut oil as a lube.
Oh, yeah.
And then you can make sure that you have the, you know, especially the skin condoms.
Skin condoms.
Not that they
you have
sponsor
a latex,
us or anything, but no,
yeah,
non-latex condoms so that it doesn't.
Allergy.
Because those things will, they will disintegrate with the coconut oil.
Mm-hmm. People so. Who have the allergy usually are pretty good about bringing their
That is true. There you go.
And coconut oil disintegrates them?
It causes the latex to fail.
Oh.
Yeah. So non
regular latex or non-latex?
Regular latex.
Regular. So regular condoms. Don't use coconut oil.
Correct.
I did not know that.
You should be aware of that. That's what we've been,
like
that's what we've been saying
oil.
all along. Yes. If you are playing with condoms or playing with the coconut oil, you definitely need to use non-latex condoms.
Mm-hmm. I never use as a lube. It's more of a massage.
Non. No. Wait. I don't
got
know.
That right?
I think I've got that right.
We sound like such pros.
We are the best at this. This is what happens.
How do we know?
This is what happens.
Next.
Keep it clean. be aware of your own personal grooming. Bad breath, body odor, etc. Comb your hair.
I'll take probably 3, sometimes 4 showers at the club.
At the... Oh. Ah, good plan. Okay. Gotcha.
Anytime. Sometimes. Up to, I guess.
Sure.
Depends how much fun I end up having.
Sweating.
But anytime I'm playing and there's a stopping point, let's take a break. Shower. Clean up.
Yeah, there you go.
You never know who you might have
waiting
wants to
for
go
you
down
downstairs.
On you.
Right. Exactly.
And at first taste, they probably don't want to taste another woman on you already.
Or the condom that you were wearing.
Or the residual effect of everything down there. It's just good to clean it all off.
Just get it out.
Just
wipe it down.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Now, here's an interesting. Don't be a voyeur.
Huh?
It's saying peeking into rooms where couples are engaged in sexual activity is rude and highly frowned upon.
Okay, that's different.
Yes.
It's completely different.
That is
than
not
don't
voyeuring.
Voyeur.
That's not voyeuring.
That is creeping.
That's creepering.
Yes.
Yes.
Creepering. In fact, I think we just made up a word.
Creepering?
Creepering, yes.
Okay.
So some single guys and
that might
most
be the
clubs,
title of this episode.
Creepering, yeah, it might be. Clubs usually keep a tight control on this, but single guys are not allowed, just regular single guys, partner, not allowed in the playrooms.
Correct.
I've been to house parties where that is not a rule.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
I am a single man. Typically, I operate as a single guy in the clubs or house parties. I'll have dates, but it's 50-50 chance I'll be on my own.
Sure.
That is like the last thing I'm going to do is go around and peeking into rooms looking for people to play with.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
And it creeps people out, and then people don't ever want to touch you or play with you, and then you get kicked out.
You get on the no-fly list.
The no-fly list.
Yep.
Don't go on the no-fly list. In fact, that should be one of the tips.
Yeah.
Don't creep.
Don't creep.
Don't creep.
Don't be a creeper.
Yeah. It's bad form.
Yes. The last one here is be on time. And no one will find it amusing if you are fashionably late. Now, this is especially true in the sense that at NH they had a singular, except for very special occasions, they had a singular orientation. So if you're a first-timer, they would let you in at a specific time, and then that's when orientation would happen.
And at a certain time, the gates did close.
Yes.
You could still buzz in sometimes.
Well, yeah, but
that was a pain.
If it was your first time, that was the gates closing at a certain time was more for members who were returning.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have orientation and you didn't get there at the orientation time, you were SOL.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand that Sapphire and probably a couple other clubs that I'm not as familiar with as far as the orientation goes, they had to do number, like Sesso did a multiple orientations. Basically, anytime you showed up, they would put a group of you together and go and give you an orientation.
Sapphire. Orientation there is about 15 minutes long. And it goes throughout the night, whenever you get there.
Right.
They encourage you to get there early.
Yeah, sure.
I actually just started doing orientations there.
Oh, cool.
So they'll have, any night, they'll have 2, sometimes 3 people to do them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have separate groups going. So, you know, the bus leaves every 5 minutes.
Oh.
You know? So, you have just a rotation and people just go through and it's really quick, simple orientation, just basically going over the rules.
Yeah.
But it's all night long. I don't agree with be on time.
Yeah.
I usually
emergencies happen
pretty
but
early, but unless there's a specific time that something's happening at the club, do what you want. Man, I see people coming in late all the time. There's one particular couple I know that comes in 10 o'clock. Maybe pushing 11 every time they go to the club.
Oh, okay.
And 15 minutes later, they caught a couple, and they've taken them back in the back. I mean,
well, yeah,
because
they just pulled the ripcord on that before they arrive.
Maybe, but, you know, this couple has some serious mad skills. Of course, they're smoking hot. I mean, they're just, who in the club wouldn't want to be with them? They just, incredible.
Yeah.
But they walk in. 10 minutes later, they're in the
back.
They're in the back having fun.
Nice.
So they don't screw around with all that socializing, which I personally like.
But. All that social—that's stupid socializing.
Geez, who wants to do that?
Let's get to the fucking. Let's do it. That's what we're here
like
for, right?
To socialize. Yeah. I kind of like to know the name of the partner I'm about to put my penis in.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe are they married?
Yeah.
Where about do they live? You know, basics.
All right. See, now too much information.
Live? I don't know. Generally speaking, just
Seattle-ish. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but that's the eight things.
That was it.
That's the eight things of that list. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's rough. Okay, let's see here. I was not impressed.
I know it's 2010. It was 2010, 5 years ago. Who swung 5 years ago? I know lots of people. Since the 50s,
not
really.
Our club, but yeah. A lot of people have.
In those days, we just called it dating.
In those days, we just call it cheating.
Oh, oof.
No,
oh,
yeek. It's not cheating.
Careful. This is being recorded.
Well, a lot of people think that way. A lot of vanillas think swinging is like cheating.
Yes.
Cheating.
Yes,
you're
they do. I've noticed that a lot.
You're cheating on your significant other.
Yeah.
Is it really cheating?
Actually,
I
was on the RA Show podcast. This week, when this goes up, it will have been out for a few days. RAShow.libsyn.com or TheRAShow.libsyn.com. Mm-hmm. Friend of mine hosts it, and some other now friends of mine.
Johnny Rotten, right?
Johnny Rotten, who was actually on episode 4 of our
podcast. He was early.
Podcast.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
And his wife, what was her?
I don't remember what we.
I can't remember.
It was a letter.
It was a letter.
Yeah. It wasn't J.
Or something like that. Like,
anyway, but yeah, so we had them on. I was on. They actually wanted to get all of us from the show on, but schedules and whatnot being what they were.
Didn't work out.
Worked out. So I went on to talk about fidelity. So if more people want to go and listen to that show, have at it. It's up. It's the fidelity episode. Just look for my O-Face podcast link and whatnot. Friends. So, and I'll link it in our show notes as well. But yeah, we talked about Ashley Madison. We talked about fidelity, what fidelity means to me. That was a pretty good discussion.
What is technically cheating and what is not cheating?
Yeah,
as a swinger, as a poly person.
And they do a perspective. They have a swinger, they have a long term swinger. Elena Gabosh has been swinging / poly / in the sex positive community for 40 plus years. So yeah, and it's a really interesting perspective that they all bring a great perspective. And then there's just the poly community represented there as well. Mm-hmm. So the discussion around what fidelity means to different groups of people and what the varying sort of degrees of that are. And I think we hammered it out pretty good.
You've been poly for, almost a year now, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, almost two. Yeah.
Since you've been dating...
Miss Rabbit. Mm-hmm.
So I just started dating somebody...
Mm-hmm.
...who already has a boyfriend.
Okay. That doesn't necessarily make you poly.
I'm dating somebody who is poly.
Then there you go.
But this is her first time...
Yes. So she may not.
Trying this herself.
She may not be poly.
She's been dating this guy for a while.
Okay.
Who has a wife and two other girlfriends.
Wow.
Whose wife has two boyfriends.
So they're definitely poly. That group.
They
that,
are.
That group. That,
they
that,
belong
that,
to the big
polycule.
Poly group here in Seattle.
Oh, cool. Okay, so the relationship
a
anarchy
camp
group?
Out.
Or?
I'm not sure exactly. They're doing a camp out in a couple nice. Weekends. Like
okay.
Kind of a mini Burning Man thing. That's a bunch of poly people.
Cool.
Here in Seattle someplace. And so I've never actually dated somebody who's had another somebody.
Oh.
It's kind of brand new for me. Been almost 2 weeks now since we actually met.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking,
I don't know.
So then
this is a different person than the person you were talking about maybe being here today but was doing paperwork.
No, that's the same person.
Oh, same person.
Same person.
Oh, awesome. Oh, yeah. Okay.
She's I was hoping she'd be here. She's not much of a talker, so.
Oh, okay. You know,
but if you ask her a question, like, well, I'm sure we can grill her.
Every once in a while, you put a microphone in somebody's face and they
explode.
Yeah.
Interesting to actually have to look up a little bit in order to kiss somebody. She is 6 foot. She has got some legs to die for.
Oh, nice. Well, invest in a pair of lifts.
Testing. I just have to learn how to walk in high heels.
Yeah.
That would solve it.
You know what? Actually, that's a good skill to have because you never know.
Yeah, never know.
I have that skill, and boy, I tell you, it comes in handy.
So we met at the club a couple weeks ago, and it was actually gangbang night.
That's when you
it was at Sapphire a couple weeks ago on a Friday.
Yeah,
and I'm not really into the whole gangbangs. It's usually afterwards.
Now I will say this: that is not entirely in keeping with the last episode that the two of us recorded. Because you were talking about gangbang night, and you seem fairly excited.
They are. The problem is it's one girl mostly and a bunch of guys. And so you don't get really quality time. I mean, it's exciting. It's amazing to watch this.
But it's not about...
It's not about me.
Yeah, it's not about the guys.
Not that it always should be about me.
Wow.
But it's definitely about the girl, and that's a fantastic experience. To watch this woman just... be crazy about all these guys all over her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. But my own personal enjoyment,
sure.
Yay.
Okay.
But if it's somebody that, like a friend of mine, I would organize a gangbang for her if she wanted one in
right.
a second.
Oh, okay.
Because, hell, what would I want? Would I want somebody to organize 6 women on me? Yes, please.
Okay.
I would like that.
Yeah.
But I'd love to facilitate it. So I just invited a couple and they were fun, but you can only do so much. And then, later on that evening, I noticed this girl wearing just a towel at the bar. Tall girl.
Oh.
Wow. Pretty.
Yeah.
I start talking to her.
Yeah.
And pretty soon I'm in the back with her date that she took, the three of us. Played for a good hour.
Nice.
It was fantastic. I had a blast. She's a beautiful woman.
Mm-hmm.
Very sexually charged. Our sexual chemistry is spot on. And then 2 days later, I get a Facebook.
A request.
Request. It's her.
Dun, dun, dun.
I guess she kind of had fun too.
Oh.
So we just, next day, went out on a date.
Nice.
We went and rode the the Seattle wheel last
night.
Oh,
right.
The big wheel.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of heights. So,
well, okay.
I wasn't really looking forward to this too much, but
sure.
You know, whatever. It's an adventure.
Nice.
And it wasn't that bad at all, actually. It was
it's
a
not.
Piece of cake.
It's kind of short.
It's 3 loops around and you're done. And
yeah.
It's fun. I went to Ivor's for some chowder. It's a great date. But yeah, so I'm really kind of not too bothered by the fact that she's currently in a loving relationship with another guy. She only gets to see once or twice a week,
right?
Because he has an entirely separate life,
right,
with kids and wife. But I mean, I've been seeing her more than he has lately.
Oh.
Which is
you got that NRE. You got NRE going, new relationship energy.
Yeah.
So you got that. You're very excited.
I do have that right now.
I can see it.
And
it's very cool.
I haven't really felt that in a long time.
Yeah.
Not a long
time. Oh, yeah.
But she already has this whole thing pretty well figured out, it seems like, as far as her poly world. And I'm just trying to scratch the surface. I don't even know. And down the road, are we going to be primaries? Or no, wait, she already has this other guy that she's...
Who may or may not be a primary.
May or may... she's his primary girlfriend, I guess, out of the girlfriends.
Okay.
Which I...
It depends. If they're doing a non-hierarchical thing, then he could have multiple primaries. If they're doing hierarchical, then it's likely his wife is primary, and then he's got secondaries and or tertiaries.
See, that's what I always thought. Yeah. The wife is primary. If you are married, you have, I mean, that would be the...
Not always.
Probably not always.
Depends on the relationship, depends on the agreements, it depends on the...
How could you function having a house with kids without having your wife as primary? I guess it's possible.
Uh-huh.
Unlikely? I don't know. Never been there. I really can't say one way or the other.
Sure.
But it's all brand new territory for me.
Yeah.
I am not necessarily poly myself, but I am dating somebody who is poly.
Take it slow. And dating multiple people doesn't necessarily make you poly, although it is sort of the entryway to it.
Yeah.
The being capable of fully investing love at whatever level people are comfortable with is where the poly part really comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a loving relationship with somebody that you're not having sex with and be poly.
Yes.
You can have
That's my roommate.
Loving relationship. Yeah.
Well,
you're having...
Every once in a while we do, but...
Right.
It's not like a regular basis.
Sure. That's part of it. And you kind of are... But is it a relationship wherein, you know, is there an emotional, there's an emotional tie there?
Oh, totally.
You know, because you can have sex with a shit ton of people, obviously, and not have any emotional attraction to them or any kind of emotional connection to them, really. And so not be poly. You start tying emotions into it, and that's when you start having to.
Yeah, that's just being a swinger.
Yeah. Or, you know, dating.
Or just somebody out there scoring the chicks at the bar.
Right.
Technically, that's swinging.
That's not, well, you know. It's a weird stack of definitions.
It is.
And let me be the first to tell you, there will be people who tell you you're doing poly wrong or you're doing, you know, just like there's people who tell you you're doing swinging wrong. There's no wrong way. Just to clear that up, there's no wrong way. Yeah. Because, I mean, unless you're being disrespectful or you're being outside. And actually, there's a good thing. It kind of ties back into the thing that I did with the RA show. You figure out what your ethics are. You figure out what your stand is. Figure out what you need to be to be emotionally fulfilled, to be happy. And that will reflect in the relationships that you attract to yourself. And the fact that you're... sitting here kind of talking openly about this relationship where you're like, you know, I don't know what's going on, but here I am and I've got this person I'm dating who has a boyfriend and this boyfriend has a wife and a couple of girlfriends and you're cool with it.
My wife has a couple of boyfriends. All I need to do is find another girlfriend that dates one of her boyfriends and we'll have the perfect circle.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah, because, well, you're not even, I mean, it depends. I mean, those two other women that are his girlfriends, he could be dating, and they might not have somebody else, or they might, and then that's...
Maybe not.
It's very interconnected. Mm-hmm. Very, very, yeah. And it's a tight-knit community because of things like that, you know. So, but how's your jealousy? Got any?
Not as strong as I expected.
Okay.
It's there.
Because you've professed before that you don't feel jealousy
it's
per
very,
se.
I do feel it. It's just rare.
Sure.
This year I've felt it more than I ever have in my entire life.
Yes.
I think it's because I have started mixing swinging with having relationships or having relationships with swinging. And... prior to ever dating anybody and going to a club, not a problem. Didn't care.
Oh.
But now I'm thinking more of, gosh, it's cool to have somebody that you care about to go to the club with and share that experience with, that you go home with and share it over and over again and talk about it. And instead of, you know, it's like, who wants to go to the movies by themselves? Really, you sit there in a dark room and don't talk.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Why do we need people to go with us? Because we like to share the experience.
Well, shared experience is the thing. Mm-hmm. It's an easy way in to have a shared group experience.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't require any real cleanup afterwards. Bringing it around to the sexy town.
That's right. See, there's the sexual innuendos. Although we're not going in the back and playing later.
No, all right. Yeah. Well, I was trying. Oh, what are you going to do? Oh, well. I guess I'll put that away then. The best part about that, Cap'n, is no one out there will know whether we did or not.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Nobody knows the after show.
Right?
Activities. Which involves usually going home and going to bed. Like that one episode, we were all naked.
Yes.
Yeah. What did we do? Yeah. As
what
soon
did we do?
We...
What did we do after we stopped
right
recording?
After,
we put our clothes, back on. Like,
I mean, how lame are we?
That was fine.
I know.
There's a lot of work that goes into this thing. You know, you could take your clothes off, put your clothes back on, talk. Ugh.
Who wants to do that?
I know, right? And yet here we are every week.
Because we're talking about swinging and lifestyle and anti-slut shaming and all sorts of great stuff.
Right.
And I get to play with the whore paddle every time.
The whore paddle, yes, the whore paddle is here again on the table.
Always. Even
as it should
be. My house this time.
Well, it comes in the bag.
It doesn't come with Jenga. It comes with the equipment.
It comes with the equipment. So no matter what we're doing, we always have it. Right?
Exactly. Still, I've never used a paddle on anybody. Well, I have with Jenga a couple times,
yeah.
But not like serious, like in a serious sexual
I find that,
scene
I find
or
that, well, yeah.
It's more just playing around.
That is the paddle for me is a really good, like, stop fucking around tool. Like,
shit just got real.
Right. I'm going to get the paddle because you're being a little mouthy. Right? See? Yeah, exactly. You know exactly what I'm talking about, too. It's like, yeah, we're doing a little spanking. We're doing a little tickling. We're doing a little whatever. Oh, mouthy. Paddle. Yeah, right? No. And it's interesting because I don't get the same reaction from a crop or from now the word is just completely fucking jumped out of my head. A cane. But paddle, yeah, definitely not. And it has, there's all kinds of connotations to a paddle. But there's
when you get mouthy, your partner likes to whip out the paddle.
Not when I get mouthy.
When she gets mouthy.
When she gets mouthy.
You whip out the paddle.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's sometimes it comes out and it becomes a thing.
With
and
Miss
sometimes
Rabbit,
it's just...
I could totally see that happening. Totally see that happen.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, sometimes it gets used, sometimes not. Sometimes it's just a thing that's hanging out there.
Someday, maybe I'll play with it. I haven't done the whole BDSM thing seriously in a long time.
Yeah.
Being the receiving end of it.
Yeah.
I kind of had the bad experience last year on it. But
yeah.
I just haven't met the right person to go down that road with.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
It does take the right person. It really does.
It's more personal than any sexual.
Yeah. Well, it took the right person to figure out that I was a switch, too. So, you know, playing with Miss Rabbit in that sense really kind of brought that out. And
I do a lot of bondage-like activities.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I do like to have some devices that restrain
their
arms.
Cuffs and things like that.
Cuffs
yeah.
and stuff, yeah.
Nice.
Not so much rope.
Mm.
That gets too complicated.
Yeah.
I'm a little impatient for rope.
Okay.
Rope
I find
I like,
is very meditative.
I like, really? I like,
yeah.
I have been tied up, roped up one time.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Actually, it was really amazing. But that was a long time ago. But I have the 4-point harness thing, the straps underneath the bed, you know.
Right. Just
grab the
wrist, the ankles.
Get those legs and arms spread.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can't move because they love that.
Yeah. Do they love it?
I've not heard a complaint.
Exactly.
Most women do love it. I'd say probably 80%. I mean, I'm
80% of the women you've played with? Or are you just going to go out on a limb there and say 80% of women in general are going to love being tied up?
Asked or played with.
Okay. Good qualifiers, Captain Jack.
So I don't know if that's an accurate stat. But
So, okay, so the person that you brought to the party a few weeks ago, the party that turned kind of into a BDSM spank fest,
was
not into that.
No.
Has there since been a turnaround on that, or is that just
I saw her at a different party. I didn't actually get to play. That was the only time we ever played, but I don't think that's changed at all.
Okay.
I was hanging out with her husband last Saturday at a meet and greet, and he had a separate date, and he introduced me as his wife's boy toy.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, now nothing's changed.
No, nothing's changed. Although we've been talking about it, we mean to get together. They live like 40 minutes, hour and 10 minutes away.
Oh, wow.
They're way down south.
Oh, okay. In
Seattle.
Right.
Way down there.
Okay.
But we've been meaning to get together again.
But worth the drive.
Oh, it would be, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Cool.
I've had time. But it was last Wednesday.
Oh.
Not like yesterday, but last Wednesday, I was at Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to bring my gear. It's a collar, a leather collar. Mm-hmm. It has a little strap down the back. I've talked about it before. A little D-rings.
Yeah.
You can strap several sets of handcuffs to your wrist, to above her elbows and really restrain them back.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of different play partners I've had there, told them about it. They're like, oh, can I try that?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes the titillation factor is enough to get
you
it
may,
going.
So.
And, you know, honestly, that's what I find a lot when I'm talking to sometimes vanillas, sometimes not so vanillas, where I'm talking to, you know, just saying, well, this is what I'm into. This is what I do. Some of the things. Mm-hmm. And they get that kind of like that arched eyebrow. They get that little twinkle. And then they're like, I really don't want to ask you this question, but I'm going to ask you this question anyway. And it's got to be very, you know, open and very gentle with them and then say, yes, please ask. I'll answer anything. I actually did at the burn. I had some people that we were hanging out with that were asking questions about stuff. And I was like, oh, yeah. So this is how that works. And, you know, we explained our poly situation, Miss Rabbit and I and Miss Jenga, and we kind of talked about how that works and married and dating and all those things that we're doing, and then talked about BDSM and some of those things. And there were varying levels of experience in a little group we were talking about, but a lot of like, oh, so we could actually step up our game a little bit and still be well within our self-imposed sort of boundaries about this and that and the other thing. Right? Yeah. So we're very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. So it was fun.
Try everything once.
Exactly. And actually, try everything. I have to agree with Ms. Jang on this. Try everything twice. You might not have liked it the first time, and there might have been something else about it.
Yeah. Do trisexual 3 times just to make sure you don't like it.
Well, trisexual being try anything. I do definitely agree with that. Because what the hell?
Why not? Where do you want to put that strap on?
Well, all right.
Okay.
All right.
Careful, you might like it.
You might just. You might just. Exactly. Let's ask this question. Have you had the collar and the D-rings placed on you?
I have not.
Oh, there you go.
I have not. No? I haven't found anybody that I trust enough.
Oh, interesting.
To do that with. I find...
If you're somebody that Captain Jack can trust enough, please...
Let's pimp me out. If you think I can trust you and you want to tie me up, hell, rope me up.
If I
trust you, I'll let you do just about anything.
Wow.
If the trust is
quite the offer.
Yes. email. That's get a hold of me on...
Yeah, we'll
O-Face Jack. Jack O-Face on Facebook.
Yeah, and the email address, the oafacepodcast @gmail.com. I will definitely forward that to Captain Jack's vanilla email.
Well, it worked. It worked for Kinker. Like 2 days later.
2 days
she
later,
had
boom.
A boyfriend.
Exactly.
What?
Are you looking for a boyfriend? Is that what's happening here? Or what's going
to... Who, me? No. I'm still trying to work out this whole girl... friend-ish thing that's
right.
Poly and work the details on that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine dating a guy. That would, no, I don't think that would work too well.
No?
No.
Yeah. Always just I'm sitting around watching football?
Bi-situational.
What? Oh, okay.
So it's AKA super picky.
okay. All right. That makes sense.
And in the right situation.
Sure.
And
yeah.
The right environment. And
that's interesting. I mean, we've brought up bi-situational a couple of times now, and we've always sort of left it as, like, if the situation is right, if the person is right, which kind of suggests that if you were to label yourself actually bisexual, that you're just pretty much open on all ports and receiving or giving, whatever. Yeah. And it's that not exactly what bisexual really connotes for me, anyway. And there's still, I mean, I'm heterosexual in the sense that I have only ever dated women, but bisexual in the sense that I have recently experienced, well, there's no way to get around that, really. The burn. Just had a threesome at the burn, another dude involved, and it was quite the experience. I'm like, I would try that again, and you know, and I would actually consider dating a dude. You know, I think we're connecting on that level where it could be just situational. Like, oh shit, well, what are we gonna do? I don't know. Want to watch football? Oh, okay, that was easy.
You can do that with girls too. In fact, this girl that I'm seeing, she loves Seahawks.
Yeah,
she went to the last.
I am not a sports person,
game.
So yeah, no. I know. Understand
your whole polycube or polycule is all non-sports.
Non-sports people. We do not sports in any way really.
No, participate in sports ball.
No sports ball. No sports ball betting. No off track, post track.
A buddy of mine tried to get me to do fantasy football, and that's not my game.
Yeah, every year that comes around, and it's just like, no, I'm sorry, no, I can use my math skills for other things like my job, and then leave it there. I don't need math for entertainment, except when I'm trying to figure out, all right, so who's dating who and what sort of triangular, multilateral, pentagonal thing does that? Wow. Okay. So I'm going to start putting my toe into that particular
pool. With the bi-situational thing at the club.
Yeah.
If I'm in the back room playing and I look over and here's this good looking gal. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem including more spur of the moment play partners.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a hard time with a guy doing that.
Okay.
If like on a bye night looking over and there he is.
Why is
wants
that?
Me to do stuff and I don't know. I haven't figured it out.
Okay.
Don't know. Maybe because I am not nearly as experienced with it. Very, very rare.
Right.
Like this last.
Is it something
ago,
you have to psych yourself
ago,
up for?
Not necessarily. 3 weeks ago, I had an experience.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to that, it had been at least 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
But with women.
And it just happened. It was just like, here we are. This is a situation.
It didn't just happen. It was kind of.
There's negotiation.
Encouraged by a third party.
Okay.
That was at the.
Sure.
Gathering.
Sure.
And it's kind of like, okay, if you guys want to watch.
Right.
So then it was like more of a performance.
Right.
Which I'm all about performing.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll perform anytime. So there was that component, and maybe that was the entryway that made it awesome. I don't know.
Okay.
It was really cool. Really good experience.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun with it.
Nice. Yeah, we just met a person on Playa, talked, and just went back to the tent, had a threesome.
Oh, wow.
Like, done.
Wow. Nice.
There we go. Nice. Yeah, and didn't have to worry about really anything. You know, we were safe,
mm-hmm.
all the normal precautions and all that stuff. But, just happened to turn out that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. And it was something that we had talked about. You know, just kind of like, well, what if this happens? Well, then, you know, we'll deal with it as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I don't know. I like nice, clean sex. I don't know if I could have it out there in the desert with that everybody not showered sometimes.
Well, here's
for a couple
here's
of days.
Something that here's something that probably should be noted, because I'm sensing that you're feeling, you're like, you know, I'm feeling this. I'm feeling when everybody is the same stench, it's so much less of a problem.
I am not going to want to play around with anybody. I'm not feeling clean.
You'd be surprised actually how remarkably. You'd be surprised at how remarkably clean people can actually be. You see pictures of stuff from Burning Man. You see, you know, these weathered faces that are looking off into the distance, and they've taken their goggles off, so there's like these raccoon eyes of dust around them. But you know, the dust, you clean yourself up, you know, because the dust gets on you, and you're like, this is gross, and you're like, unless you're, you know, some kind of filthy animal, you're gonna want to clean yourself up. And it doesn't take much. It really doesn't, because if you keep on top of it. You know, we had 3 days, we had three solid days of wind and dust storms. And they weren't quite as bad as the Saturday before we got there, but it was still like, fuck, we're going to sit in a camp for like 4 hours going, put your dust mask back on, keep your glasses on, and keep your goggles on, because it's fucking blowing and it's going to hurt. Getting into the tent is tough, because in the middle of the day, it might be only 85 degrees out there, but inside the tent, it's going to be 130. So you don't want that shit. So, you know, you got really no choice but to kind of stay out in the wind and stuff. But once the wind dies down, you get yourself your little bit of your water. You get yourself your little pan. You get some vinegar. Wipe, washcloth. You're good to go. Doesn't take much.
I don't know if I can do it without my shower.
Well, then you're SOL, because... There are showers.
I've always wanted to do
actually,
Burning Man. That
there's
might be
a
the...
there is a place called the Carcass Wash that is run by the Poly Paradise Camp, and you go, but it is a communal shower, and you are washed by other people.
And
you must wash before you can be washed. So everybody gets naked.
Okay.
And there's lines, and you basically wash other people that go by you, and then when you've earned your spot, you stay in line. When you get your chance,
so
you
gotta be dirty, and you have to wash somebody else in order to get.
So you're
kind of
getting clean as you go, but then the experience is you help wash other people, and then other people help wash you.
Okay,
and it's
that sounds pretty cool. Is it kind of like a nudist place where if you get an erection, that's looked down upon? Because if somebody's washing
you
me
know,
down,
I don't know.
I would have a hard time.
So you're
not showing
so
my
you're not,
excitement.
You're not boner situational.
The thing has a mind of its own.
Of course,
I
it
swear
does.
To God, it hasn't changed since I was 18. And every once in a while, boom! Like, what the? Why are you like this? I don't know. I'm looking down at it. Like, what's going?
What
whatever.
Is happening?
Enjoy
what's
it.
Happening? honestly, I don't know what's going. I don't know what's going on. It's really sorry.
Don't know what's going on there. So that's likely to happen. Although there's one time where I thought it might happen that didn't, was when I got sugared.
Uh-huh.
Exposed.
Well,
to
that
a woman
just shows that you're not a masochist.
Who is doing stuff down there on my junk. And yeah, there was no heart on there. Yeah, when hair is being ripped from your nether regions.
Yes. So would this be a good time to mention Sugar Me Julie?
I think it's
being
a great
a sponsor.
Time. Sugar Me Julie.
And, yeah, well, look at that.
Takes we've, care of your junk without getting excited.
We've pretty much come to an end of another one.
Yeah.
Look at that. We did it.
But that was quick.
Yeah, right?
That
See?
Hour went by
Easy
fast.
Peasy. Easy yeah. peasy.
So I'm at O-Face
Jack O-Face. O-Face
Jack O-Face. Yeah. I type it either way. It'll eventually get there.
Freckles O-Face on the Facebook. At the O-Face Podcast on the Twitters.
Yeah.
The O-Face Podcast at gmail.com is where you can send your requests to have Captain Jack do all sorts
of... Come in!
we...
Come in! Open! That was a doorbell.
You suppose I should pause
Open
this?
The door!
I can't reach.
That looked easy enough.
All right.
And Joey is going to try it out.
Check. Check.
chick, 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 ch